Hey, good morning and welcome. I know everyone's probably tired from last night, but we hope to learn some interesting and serious halachos, which will hopefully awaken us all, not only today, but hopefully in the right frame of mind for the Rosh Hashanah and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which, of course, is the particular theme that I want to speak about, which is the notable and well-known change in the davening that we have. What am I referring to? If you look at your source book on top of the sheet, first source, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, tells us, Amar Rabba Bar Chanina Saba Bishmei Derav, Kol Hashana Kula Adam Mispalel Hakel HaKadosh, right, that third bracha, we say, Hakel HaKadosh, the Holy God. Similarly, later on in Shemona Esrei, when we talk about God's judgment, we say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. We have a longer nusach. We elaborate on the fact that God is loving and righteous in judgment. However, all of that is changed. Chutz Me'asara Yamim Shevein Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. Of course, there aren't 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, including the 7 days in between and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the day of Yom Kippur. Those 10 days, we change the nusach, Shemispala HaMelech HaKadosh, which is a significant change, because we've gone from Hakel to HaMelech HaKadosh, and HaMelech HaMishpat, which is deleting, we take out the Ohev Tzedakah, We want it to be more strictly and intensively focused on the Malchus. The Gemara then quotes a Machlokes, relating to a pasuk in Yeshaya, Vigvashem Tzavakos, Pamishpat, etc., etc. So there are opinions that disagree based on their understanding of that pasuk. They say that even these 10 days, we should still stay with the regular nusach. Nevertheless, on the last line, Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, Rabba reinforces the first opinion that we began with, and in fact, the Gemara paskins for us, Hilchasaka Rabba, that the pasuk is that we change from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, and from a Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat to more intensively focusing on Melech HaMishpat. Of course, as the Mefarshim explain, the reason that we're focusing on this is because one of the significant dimensions of Rosh Hashanah is that it is a coronation. It is a coronation of God as the King of the world. And if I were speaking more homiletically, I would focus on the fact that more importantly than God being the King of the world, He is the King of every one of us in our own personal lives. That is the Malchus that we focus on during Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, and as a way of highlighting that in these two essential brachos, we change the nusach. So now I'll ask you a very simple question, which I don't mean to give an ayin hara to anybody personally, but it's likely that in a room of this many people, at least at some point during these 10 days, one or many of us at some point may make a mistake. And by habit and by rote, we will say the regular Hakel HaKadosh. This is certainly a more likely possibility, I think, if you did statistical analysis, at Shacharis during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Shacharis anyway were exhausted. We're further exhausted because of Slichas, and because we're making up missed work from Rosh Hashanah, so we're working even more, but we're sleeping less. And Shacharis, it's early in the morning, very often on the whole year, not just that time of year, we're more on autopilot, unfortunately. It's easier sometimes to get to Shacharis than it is to Mincha or something, but when we actually get to Mincha Mariv, for most of us, we can still concentrate a little bit better. Shacharis is more of a challenge, and certainly habit plays more of a greater role. So, what happens if you make a mistake? Do you have to go back? Well, I'm not getting now into all the, I'm not going to focus on all the minutiae. It depends when you remember. Did you remember within Toch Kedei Dibur, you hadn't even finished the bracha? Let's take a stark example. You finish Rishmon Esrei. And then you go, oh my gosh. When you hear the Chazan say, because you wouldn't remember on your own probably, when you hear the Chazan say, HaMelech, you go, oh boy. Do you have to go back or not? This is a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look at the source number 2, the Rav Yoh, he tells us after paraphrasing the Gemara, look at the end of the first line, underlined part, V'nir li d'imta'a, Eina chozer. It's an ideal, it's a lechachila, it's better to do it, but if you forgot, you don't have to go back. Aye, what about the nusach of the Gemara, midkamer Rabbi Lazar, afil omer hakel kadosh, yotza? No, back and forth, a raya this way and the other. Bottom line, he says, next underlined part. One theoretical argument based on other analogies to other similar cases might have been that this, you made a mistake. If you made a mistake, how can that count as davening? So the Rav Yehuda tells us something very pertinent. We'll have to focus on this in a little bit. So you didn't make a mistake in Shemona Esrei, but rather you left out what should have been an addition to Shemona Esrei. And there's a very fine, in the sense of subtle, difference between those two. Forgetting something that you were going to add is different than making a mistake in the core. Therefore, the Rav Yehuda says, essentially, you're still Yotze. And their eye was the Gemara having a whole debate for. The Gemara is having a debate in the realm of Lechachila, in the realm of the ideal. It's preferred, of course, to not make the mistake. But if you do make the mistake, you do not have to go back. Look at the last line. He is adamant that you don't have to go back, but he says, you know why I'm being so adamant about it? Because I got to be honest with you, there are people who disagree. None other than the great Riff disagrees. So we already have a machlokas where he's shown him, do you have to go back or not? Look at the Mordechai, the next source, just a one-liner. And not only that, what about some of the other additions that the Gemara here didn't even mention? There are later additions of Zachreinu, Lechayim, etc., which we're all familiar with. So one opinion that the Mordechai quotes is that you would have to go back on all of them, not just Hamelech HaKadosh. But Rabbeinu Tam Pasak, the Ein Machzir Nosor Mikol Osan Hadvarim V'Chein Pasak Haravya. Again, another example where we have a Rishon quoting that there are really two opinions, a Machlokes, do you have to go back or not when you make a mistake in Hakeel HaKadosh, and you don't say HaMelech. So if you look at the next source, the fourth source, this bolded part in the first line and a half is the citation from the Tur, which of course was the first real halachic code in all of Jewish law, and the Beis Yosef, written by Rav Yosef Karo, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, he has the preeminent commentary to that halacha code, to the Tur. So if you look at the underlined part of the bold, you see that the Tur himself, paskind, Mechlal de Rav, afilu b'di eved lo yotza. He infers from the Nusach of the Gemara, like who? Like the Riff and the first opinion in the Mordechai, that, as we're probably most familiar with, and you probably expected me to say right off the bat, that in fact, if you make a mistake in Hamelech HaKadosh, you do have to go back. You have to be chozer. So the Beis Yosef adds and tells us, v'chein kasav harosh. But then he quotes that the Rav Yehuda disagrees. We're still reviewing the same machlokas. But the Beis Yosef himself concludes that it's not just a machlokas in the realm of the preferred, of the ideal of the lechachila, but rather, underline part, second line, b'dieved pligi. They're even arguing whether you're yotze bottom line or not. Rav Uraba de Kaimalan Kavasaihu lo yotze v'tzarach lachzor. These were shown him held that you're not yotze period if you don't say Hamelech HaKadosh. And in fact, the Beis Yosef concludes, Ulinyan halacha, Kevin Sharif, Rambam, Varash, Maskimin, B'dievet Nami, lo yotze, Hacha Nachtinan. With all due respect to the Mordechai, and with all due respect to the Rav Yehuda, there are too many big guns on the side that you have to go back. And therefore, says the Torah of Beis Yosef, we're going to paskin if you mess up with Hakel HaKadosh versus Hamelech HaKadosh, you're not Yotzei Shemona Esrei, you have to go back. And in fact, just for confirmation, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and here again, this is the Sif in Shulchan Aruch where he does tell you some of the more details of, well, when depends when you remember, can you go back, or do you have to start all of Shemona Esrei over again? Do you have to go back and say all three brachos, or can you just say, which again, I'm not focusing on, I don't want to get those minutiae, which are important, but that would take us too far afield. But just for confirmation, so we should see how this came in our very quick passage as we just time-traveled throughout from the Gemara to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, Basar Simei Tshuva, Omer HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, V'im Ta'a, or even Shehum HaSupak. That's the real Shachris one. You don't remember if you said it or not, you're so tired. You're not sure if you said HaMelech HaKadosh or HaKel HaKadosh, Imhu b'hamelech hakodesh, chozer l'rosh. Which of course he's leaving for implication, which many of us are familiar with, that we are less strict when it comes to melech ohev tzedakah mishpat, in terms of psak. Although we did see earlier that the Rishonim, who said you have to go back for everything, even zecheinu l'chaim. But l'maisel shulchan aruch paskins that there's a difference, Hakel HaKadosh you would have to go back for, but Melech HaHev Sarako Mishpat you would not. A very easy and obvious reason why the distinction. No, not why do you have to go back all three, but why we weren't Mekel. Why, if you say Melech HaHev Sarako Mishpat, are you still Yotze? Very good, Harry. Because there's a much more radical change from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. We went from nothing to all of a sudden having Malchus in the Bracha. Whereas in the second example, you have Malchus there anyway. It's just that the Gemara said to concentrate it and make it more intensive, take out Ohev Tzedakah. But Lamaisa, either way, you do have Melech, and apparently that's the key ingredient. We want to make sure you have Melech. So that's why B'dievid, you're Yotze anyway with Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. But HaKel HaKadosh, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not Yotze. Now this, yes. I'm not sure, but definitely later. Lechachila. Okay. You'll look it up inside. I promise you that's what he says. Okay? If not, I owe you one. I don't say that to too many people. You decide what I owe you. That's okay. Now this phenomenon of HaMelech HaMishpat and changing Shmona Esrei to reflect a theme not only of the day, but in this case of 10 days, is actually a more specific example of a larger phenomenon. The phenomenon is actually told to us in the next source by the Gemara Masachas Brachos and Daf Mem. The Gemara actually starts off with, it's ironically enough, a halacha which we don't necessarily practice, which is that we usually think of any vegetable growing from the ground, we make a Bar Pri HaAdamah. But the Gemara here discusses that perhaps different vegetables grow differently, and perhaps our bracha should be even more finely tailored to the way different vegetables grow. That's actually the context, the Birchas HaNenin, which is not at all obviously what we're interested in. But in that context, the idea that the Gemara is saying that you want to fine tailor brachos to be as specific as possible to the theme that they're addressing. So in the context of that conversation, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samaches, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, V'chi V'yom V'varchan Oso, V'layla Ein V'varchan Oso. What does that mean, Yom Yom? A double mentioning of the day. It almost sounds like, what, we don't make brachos at night? It's only the day? Some words say, no, that's not what it means. El Romercha, to teach us the following theme. It's not to come to exclude the night, but rather to tell us, Kol Yom V'yom Tein Lo Me'ein V'rchosov. Namely, brachos should reflect the theme of their day. Not day versus night, but this day, Aseres Meitshuva, as opposed to other days. This is what's known in halacha as Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora. That some way or another, in tefillah, we are bidden to reflect different statuses of different days. And during the week, push it weekdays is one thing, but special days require some special emendation. Now obviously, some days of the week, whether it be a Shabbos or Yontif, we have a completely different Shmon Esrei, with the basic exception of the first three and the last three brachos, but everything in the middle is completely different. And there are other times, like Aser Esrei Tshuva, where we'll be saying essentially the same Shmon Esrei, but just making small changes. But either way, these are what's called Haskaras Me'ein HaOra, we are reflecting the theme of the day. Just to see a quick Rashi, what does that mean? Again, Rashi presumed that we knew less than we really know, because we're already ahead of the game. But just so you see it put in Rashi, what does that mean, kol yom v'yom? B'Shabbos me'ein Shabbos, right? B'yom tov me'ein yom tov. If it's a Shabbos, you mention Shabbos somehow in the tefillah, and if it's a yontif, you somehow mention yontif. Okay? So now, we started off with one machlokas. The machlokas was, what about a Hakel HaKadosh if you forget? Now that I'm suggesting that perhaps, this is just a manifestation of a larger phenomenon of tailoring Shmona Esrei to meet the theme of the day. And that if that's true, then we have a broader corpus and material of texts to study. Because there's much more written, not just about Aseres Meitshuva, but the whole year round when we have different changes. In that context, the same question we asked before. Well, what happens if you make a mistake? What happens if on Shabbos you forgot to mention Shabbos? What happens if on Yontif you forgot to mention Yontif? What happens if on Rosh Chodesh you forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh? At this point, I would assume that those are parallel discussions to the one we want to have for our upcoming Hakel HaKadosh. So in that context, in light of that, look at the last source on the bottom of the page. A very, very famous Tosfos Sometimes Tosfos brings one opinion and we view him, or them really, anyway, the school of Tosfos as one approach. But very often, and this is another case right here, the Tosfos themselves will quote multiple opinions. It was a Lebedik day in the Beis Medrash. Even in the Beis Medrash of Tosfos, they were arguing, and that got brought down for all of time immemorial, two deos in Tosfos. What's the case? Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of the Bali Tosfos, is quoted discussing the following case. Im tov lo hiski rosh chodesh b'mincha. Now, yeah, you'll have to have your thinking caps on. We're raising the stakes. What if you finish Shmona Esrei at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and you didn't mention Yalav Yavo? So, we're assuming until now that let's say you're not Yotze. Let's assume for argument's sake you're not Yotze. So what's pshat? You didn't remember now it's already Maariv time. So you weren't Yotze Mincha. Are you stuck? So you'd say perhaps not. After all, we have a concept called Tashlumin. Again, this can't be abused, and if you intentionally didn't daven, you don't get to have this bonus prize. But if in some accidental way or another you didn't daven, or in this case you daven, but accidentally you daven incorrectly, the next tefillah, in this case Maariv, you say twice. You say it once for Maariv itself, and then you say Maariv a second time, and that's counting as your missed mincha. And if it would be Maariv, you do the same thing for Shacharis. That's known as, that's like, you know, in Lahavdil, like if you're a student, and you're doing poorly the whole semester, so at the end of the semester, the teacher says, well, you can have an extra credit, you can make up by giving in a report or something. That's Tashlumin. But you don't get until the end of the semester. Only if you remember and take care of it and rectify the problem in the immediately next tefillah. But after that, it's too late. So if you remembered, in theory, you should say two marids. So the question is as follows. I forgot Yalav Yavo and Shmona Esrei of Mincha, of Rosh Chodesh. Now, Maariv time comes. It's no longer Rosh Chodesh anymore. So the Maariv you're going to say, and if you'll say two Maarivs, even if the second one counts as a Mincha, you're not going to say Yalav Yavo anymore because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So the question is, are you going to gain anything? Should the Halacha require of it? Or even give you the opportunity to say two Maarivs, to say your quote, Yotzei Mincha. But maybe it's a catch-22, because if you'll say the second Maariv, you're still not mentioning Yalav Yavo, which was the problem to begin with. You're like running around like one of those hamsters on the circle. You're just running and running, but you're not going to get anything. And you'll say, so what's the big deal? Huh, that's 18 brachos levatala. We don't just let you make brachos for no reason. That's the question. This was an interesting day in the Beis Medrash. That's a very interesting question. What do you think? What should you do? So what does Rabbeinu Yehuda say? The first opinion in Tarsus says, Lo yispalo ol belayla. There's nothing to be gained. You'll klap al chet, you'll feel bad about it, hopefully you'll remember next month, but that ship has already left port, there's nothing you can do about it. Why should you daven a second Maariv? It's going to be the exact same thing that you already did at Mincha. Everything but Yalav Yavo. But there won't be Yalav Yavo now anyway. Shalom Hiskir, you didn't mention Yalav Yavo. You gain nothing by a second Maariv. Im Yasav Yispal Motzei Rosh Chodesh. Harilo Yaskir, turning over the second page. Im Yispal B'motzei Rosh Chodesh. Now I think that is a very reasonable psak. It's reasonable because you'll get home from shul quicker. But it's also reasonable because it makes sense. You're required to go back because you didn't mention Yalav Yavo. But in what way will be the refuah any better than the makkah? You're still not going to mention Yalav Yavo. Everyone hear the argument? Very sound, very sound. This was a shrewd guy, Rabbi Yehuda. Very sharp logic. But not so simple. Umihu, for Rav Alphus, they quote from the Bali Tosfos, and we'll see in a moment at the end, it's also one of the Rif, and it's also one of the Bali Tosfos who say this, Lo Mashmakein, they appear to disagree. Da'afilu hecha de'eno marviach klum. Even though you're not going to gain anything, Mashmach lespalo pamacheres. You do have to daven two marivs, you have to do a tashlumin. They quote the Nusuch, V'kafki nira l'rabbeinu Moshe Malavar, Mitoch Lashon Alfasi. One of the lesser known Bali Tosfos. You do two Maarivs, even though the second one will be no better than the Mincha that you're trying to rectify. What is this Machlokas about? Again, on some level, it's a little bit different. I started with the easy stuff. We're introducing a variable, but it would appear on some level this is very relevant to our question. So let's keep this in mind. You forgot Hakel HaKadosh. Do you go back or not? So here, we have that question. Do you have to go back at all? But we have the further... Look, but what if you won't even be able to rectify the problem? So we have two different opinions. If you look at the next sheet, source, the Siach HaSadeh, is not such a well-known sefer. It is written by the author of a slightly more well-known sefer, the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. I've mentioned him once before. The perceptive listener may remember that I refer to him with a kinoi, with a nickname, which is, he is the namesake of the fifth floor of the Mendel Gottesman Library of Yeshiva University. You get out, 5A, excuse me, 5A. When you get out on the elevator 5A, you look immediately to your right on the wall, you will see a big picture of him. Let's see, Hirsch Frommer. One of his relatives, Baruch Hashem, was not in Rabbanus, made a lot of money. I assume he wasn't in Rabbanus. That was just a guess on my part. And he dedicated that floor of the library in honor of his great-grandfather, I guess it was. He was one of the preeminent Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer. That you've probably heard of. He was the Rav of Kozhiklov. So in the base Medrash, they refer to him as the Kozhiklover. So he's known for his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. In my case, I spent 10 years in that library. He's known as the Floor 5A, when that means that's with more respect than you can imagine. And he's also the author of the Siach HaSadeh. Now, just so you should know, I wanted to get him, chop him in to the shir, but just so you should know, this is explanation that he gives is also given by a number of other achronim, at least two of which will make their appearance later on in the shir. So what does he have to say? V'tzarech lomar, the Sfira Leil Rabbeinu Yehuda, the first day that says, don't go back, because what are you going to gain? T'im shochech yalav yavo, after machziru moso, mikol makom, guf atzila kar yotzu, ela shechozer b'shvil haskara. In general, let's say this was at Shacharis, and you didn't have to run out to work, and you remembered in time, you didn't say yalav yavo. Of course, we would tell you, daven the second Shacharis, you weren't yotze, and of course, hopefully this time, highlight the words yalav yavo, don't forget. But says the Kozhiklover, when we make the guy go back, let's say Shacharis, in theory, it's not because he wasn't Yotzei Shacharis, which is what you might have thought. No, it was Yotzei Shacharis. He said the Hoshman Esrei, every bracha, every word. It said that there's an additional obligation from the Gemara that we saw called Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora. Add something, mention the theme of the day. That particular important, but slightly less important, but important, Kiyama Mitzvah, he wasn't Yotzei. So we tell the guy, say, second Shimon Esrei, to fulfill that with Yalav Yavo. But if that's all there is, Memela Belaila Shein Haskara in Tzarech Lasor. But then there's no need, or for that matter, no gain in repeating two marids, when either way you're not going to mention Yalav Yavo. The whole reason we would have made you go back if this happened in the morning was so that you could have the extra Kiyama of Yalav Yavo. Because after all, you already were Yotzei Shacharis. And in this case, you were Yotzei Mincha. Ah, you didn't mention Yalav Yavo? So if you remember in time before Shkia, so we would tell you, make a second Mincha. But to daven two marivs, it gains nothing. Because you already were Yotzei, in the mincha box upstairs, you already got a check for that date. There's just a side small box called Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, Yalav Yavo box. That you didn't get a check for. But you can't get a check by saying two marivs when you're not going to mention Yalav Yavo there anyway. That is the underpinnings of the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda. The bigger question is, so what does the other Shita say? Aval Rabbeinu Moshe, however, sovereign the Avi de Tfila Atzma Lamilo Yotzav, Shapir Tzarch Lispal Vyavich Akoponim Gufatfila. They hold that if you forget the Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, you forget Yalav Yavo, it's not just that you weren't fulfilling the mitzvah of mentioning Rosh Chodesh. It's as if you didn't even daven Mincha at all. You're not Yotzei anything. So therefore, if it's on Shacharis, so you'll say a second Mincha or something, so then you can get the best of both worlds. You can get your Shacharis and you can get your Yalav Yavo. But in this particular case of Mincha, where you are not going to be able to rectify the forgetting of Yalav Yavo, that's true. But let's not lose, you know, sometimes we, you know, lose sight of the forest for the trees. That's a detail that you didn't mention Yalav Yavo. It's an important one. You have to clap al chet for it. Even, but that's a detail. You have a much bigger problem. You were Yotzei Mincha, Tchiyav Daraisa perhaps. Oh, in that case, you might as well go back and say this, you really should go back and say two marivs, because true, you'll never get. You've lost the opportunity to ever fulfill that lesser kiyum of mentioning Rosh Chodesh, but you have a bigger kiyum to worry about. You can save yourself with that last minute extra credit, the second opportunity. You get a second chance sometimes in life. You can at least fulfill the mitzvah of Mincha. In other words, the machlokis is about how much of a problem is it to forget Yalav Yavo? Is it just that you didn't fulfill that one specific mitzvah of mentioning Rosh Chodesh? Or is it so problematic that it's as if you weren't even Yotzei davening or mincha at all? That sounds like a nice theoretical question, but it proves to be very practical when you ask the question of what happens if you can only rectify the missing tefillah without mentioning Yalav Yavo, i.e. in our case. Because you're going to be davening after Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to mention Yalav Yavo now. If you hold that all you did was forget the special Rosh Chodesh mentioning, but at least davening you were Yotzei, then in this case there's no point in going back, because you're just repeating what you already, you have that money already in the bank. And what you don't have, you just don't have, and you're not going to get it. But if you hold that you mamish have nothing in the bank, because it says if you didn't even say mincha, then you should certainly say two marivs, because at least you'll get the kiyum of mincha, which is anyways more important, frankly, than nu, so you didn't get the extra hidur of saying yalav yavam. No, that's what Moshe Malver is holding. Mincha fundamentally does not need yalav yavo. There's an independent kiyum called haskaras me'en ha'ma'ora. Now, we don't just, in the morning, we don't walk down the street and just say, it's Rosh Chodesh today. I mean, some people do. Some people say, Rosh Chodesh. It's nice. But the structured way that Chazal said to fulfill this mitzvah of mentioning the theme of the day is through the Shemoneh Esrei. But that is like, in addition, lopped on to Shemoneh Esrei. So true, you'll never get that. In this case, that ship has left port. You can never get that back. You made a mistake, Nebuch. There are mistakes in life that can't be rectified. At least without tshuva. Nothing stands before tshuva. We happen to be right. I just have to get that in. It's the time of year. But that's the first opinion, Alan. That's what you. But this opinion holds. The second one says no. You're not yotzei mincha. So that's as if you forgot mincha any other day of the year. If you're not yotzei mincha any other day of the year, there's a prize called tashlumen. We do let you have that 1 second. We do let you have that 1 second chance.
But there's a fundamental problem with how you look at that.
Okay. Who said? Most poskim hold. This is. I'm not saying. I'm not trying to be oversimplistic, but just so you should know, bottom line, Rav. I remember seeing this years and years and years ago by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. I don't remember the exact tshuva, but I do remember it related to Pitchin Aben. And it had to do with also if there was some kind of a mistake and you go back. The shaila wasn't hindsight. Was the bracha levatala? Right. We're going to add insult to injury. Well, I'm talking about in hindsight for a second. So the point there was, bracha levatala, the assumption there was, is when it's done, I would say, either maliciously or on some level irresponsibly. In other words, you can't just mention God's name or just make brachos for no reason. We have to be careful with Hashem's name. But here, where you were trying to do the right thing, but Nebuch, by accident, whatever reason, lack of knowledge, you have to go back. So there's no such thing as an accidental bracha levatala. What about the second one? I said, here your question is, if you're really Yotzei Mincha, according to the first opinion, it's just that you don't have the kiyum of Yalav Yavo, how do we allow 19 brachos? Aren't those levatalas if you already fulfilled Mincha?
You already answered them. You said that.
No, I didn't yet.
You did. You said that was the format of the
Ashkar. Okay, but you could still ask the question, who would allow you to go so far? The answer was yes.
What's the mindset of those new 19 brachos? When I say the first three brachos,
No, it's still not. If you're going to say it, it's still the same theme.
Can I have the same mindset?
Yeah, why not?
Because I'm not saying it for Shmuel
Esrei,
I'm saying it for
Ashkar. But that's why you're saying it. But once you put the three, once you put the feet together, Dalith Nemeata Omeid. 100%. You're getting a second chance to go before the king to get that last question that you wanted to ask him the first time and you forgot. They didn't behead you and they didn't say come back next year. They said you can come right back. Oh, that's very nice of them. But you're still standing before the king. It's just that, before the king, you can't just start at an hour with, and give me more cake. Maybe to the queen, whatever the case may be. You have to first start off with, oh, queen, you're so wonderful, and then you have to afterward, you still need a structure when you talk to Hashem. But the goal is just to ask that one last question that you forgot, namely Yalav Yavo. This idea, we were using it on a more fine razzle-dazzle, so to speak, type of case. But let's say the bigger question. That was a question where you didn't remember until it was so late that not only is it the next time for davening, but that time is already marred, it's a new day. But what would those same Rishonim say about the more simple Pashut case, which we've already been alluding to? If you forget Yalav Yavo Shachris, and there's still plenty of time, you went to an early Shachris, so you still have another hour or two until the end of davening time, do you make another bracha or not? Do you have to do another Shemoneh Esrei? Not will your Tashlumen help. Do you need to do another Shemoneh Esrei? So this is from a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Daf Chav Dalid. And here also we have a similar discussion of the Gemara, but the Gemara seems to imply that you don't have to go back. Yes, no, back and forth, interesting questions. The same explanation that the Siach HaSada, that the Kosher Lager gave for the earlier Machlokes, if you look now, skipping down to the next part of the page, you will see from the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that's written by Rav Herschel Schechter, so he quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, the exact same explanation of the Machlokes, of this new Machlokes, as the Eretz Tzvi, or the Kosher Glover, or the Siach HaSada, whichever name you want to call him, Sefer Shromer, his given name. Same Machlokes there. When we say that you have to mention the Me'ena Ma'ora, Arosh Chodesh, Yontif, whatever it is, if you didn't do it, is it as if you weren't Yotzei Davening? Or is it just as you're lacking that one Kiyum? And here, and this is what I thought, Chaim, you were really addressing at first, is where, if you see the bottom part of the paragraph where he has the bolded words, that's where he addresses your question, which is according to the opinion that you really were ready Yotzei the Tefillah, Shachras, you just forgot Yalav Yavo. So how do we let you go back? Plus, why do it shouldn't really mean that you're obligated to go back, because you that Szechuan has to stay ready. And that's exactly the way Rav Soloveitchik teaches it. When it says machzirin oso, that you go back, it wasn't that you weren't Yotzei Shachris. It's Shehershiu, we gave you permission to go back, i.e., Chazal said, it won't be brachos levatala. And that way we give you a second chance at the prize, a second chance to make up for your not getting that one extra kiyum called Yalav Yavo Haskarth Meinam Ora. That's the one opinion. And that is the opinion that Rav Soloveitchik actually thought in Lomdus and rationale was the correct approach. Therefore, I guess if you would extend that halacha l'maisa, he might have paskined like the first opinion in Tosfos earlier in Maseches Brachos, that in the case where you forget Rosh Chodesh Mincha Yalav Yavo, that there is no point in saying two maribs. As the Siach HaSada said, in the name of that opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos, because you really, really were Yotzei Mincha, it's just that you lack that technical extra kiyum. And by lacking that, if you can go back to get it in due time, that's fine. But in the extenuating circumstances where you didn't remember until it's already not Rosh Chodesh anymore, adding an extra tefillah won't help you anything because you're still not getting the points, you're still not getting Haskaras Meinam Ma'ora. If you held, you weren't even Yotzei Shemana Esrei, so then in that case we'd make you go back. You don't set that kind of tashlumin. I don't want to give that. We're going to run out of time. That'll take us too far afield. Let's bring it back now to how we started. This is now a little. We took a little saunter into Yalav Yavo, general Haskaras Meinam Ma'ora. We started off with a discussion of Machlokas already in the Gemara, and Machlokas was shown him how to paskin. What happens if instead of saying Hamelcha Kadosh, you said Akela Kadosh? We saw it 2 days in Rishonim. The Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam hold you have to go back. But the Rav Yoh and others, Rabbeinu Tam, held you don't have to go back. What is that Machlokas all about? So I, for the sake of giving everyone their say in the shir, so I cut up the sources one way or another. But the truth is, Kimat Baroshek, that they all were Mechavim, you have now, in this case, really, Shlosha Nevi'im, not Shnei, as the saying goes, but Shlosha Nevi'im, Mithnadim, in their own way. All three of these greats, the Kosher Glover on the one hand, Rav Soloveitchik on the second hand, and now, to finish the cycle, Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, the great Pundavich of Rosh Hashiva, and the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, which is a Sefer that was published after his lifetime, which collected journal articles that he had published, notes that he had, tapes of a shmuzin that he had given, big, fat, beautiful Sefer called Zichron Shmuel. So there, in that Sefer, Simon Chaf Beis, he also goes with the Mahalakha, the Kosher Glover, and Rav Soloveitchik, but he now also ties it back in to the original Machlokas we started with. What happens if you said Akela Kadosh? Do you have to go back or not? So we saw that the Mordechai, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, held, you don't have to go back. Apparently, the opinions that hold you do not have to go back if you made a mistake and only said Akela Kadosh, they hold that in essence, Hamel HaKadosh is not part of Shmona Esrei. It is an addition to Shmona Esrei. And if that's the case, if it's just a quote Haskara, some mentioning additional thing, so then it is the same thing as not saying Yalav Yavo. fundamentally you were Yotzei. Ah, you didn't mention HaMelech. That's like the opinions that said you didn't mention Yalav Yavo. But fundamentally, Shimon Esrei, you did say you were Yotzei. These opinions equate HaMelech HaKadosh with Yalav Yavo. Now, there's an obvious difference, which apparently they paper over. Yalav Yavo is literally an addition. It's a separate paragraph. And HaKel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaKadosh is very literally a change in the Nusach HaTfilah. But essentially what they must hold is that it's not an essential change. And that the basic theme of HaKel HaKadosh is the same theme as HaMelech HaKadosh, with a twist. But therefore, as long as you said HaKel HaKadosh, you really were Yotzei Shmon Esrei. You just didn't have the extra mitzvah points, the extra kiyum of mentioning Malchus in the Asaras Mechuva. That's why they held. You don't have to go back. Just like we just suggested, there are those who say you don't have to go back when you forget Yalav Yavo. However, he continues. Ulam, yesh lomar, da'anan da'nakinen la'halacha, but we paskin, as we saw right in the beginning of this year, dim amara kela kadosh, da'chozer amispalel. So we don't paskin like the Rav Yah. That's good lomdus for the Rav Yah. What about us? We paskin that you do have to go back. Rather, it's not just that we argue on some technical level, we're fundamentally arguing, says Rav Rozovsky, and as I say, this is also mentioned by Rav Soloveitchik, we're fundamentally arguing about what's the nature of the din that you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. Mishum desfir leid HaMelech HaKadosh eino rak haskara, ki im to hu me etzem nusach hatfilah. V'suli yishlom v'dekamad alo hispal el dami. They hold that the reason you have to go back is because we can't paper over that difference between Yalav Yavo and HaMelech HaKadosh. Yalav Yavo is an extra paragraph. HaMelech HaKadosh is a change in the Nusach HaTfilah. In other words, Chazal or Kovea for these 10 days, there's a new Shmon Esrei, and it's called HaMelech HaKadosh. And by you not mentioning it, you're not Yotzei Tfilah whatsoever. Therefore, they hold, that's why you have to go back. In other words, despite all the differences, push comes to shove, according to this explanation, the same machlokis that could exist 12 months a year about whether if you forget Yalav Yavo, do you have to go back? And in particular, if you forgot Yalav Yavo at a mincha at the end of Rosh Chodesh, and the only way to rectify it in theory would be two marivs, neither of which would mention Yalav Yavo anyway, and there's a machlokis whether you should say those two marivs. It's the same explanation for that machlokis is the explanation for the machlokis here. Do you have to say HaKel HaKadosh? Do you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh? If you forgot. If you have to go back, the implications are, say these great achronim, but the reason is because you weren't even Yotzei Shmon Esrei. But if you see that you were Yotzei Shmon Esrei, you were just lacking that kiyum, then we're not going to obligate you to go back. I only have a few more minutes. I just want to mention one more fascinating shita. This is a very well-known shita in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the Chai Adam, quotes, I think I pronounced the name Abelah. I'm not even sure, I have to admit to you. And to the best of my knowledge, this is really, this for me, the only way I know him. But everyone knows this from the Chai Adam. He quotes this great person, I think it's, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Abelah Tasveller, is that correct, Rav Heineman? Rav Abelah. He was a guy in Vilna. It's interesting, you know, there are so many people who we haven't heard of, you know, just imagine how great the people are who have stood the test of time. Because if you take a look, we're not going to have time to read them all inside, but if you see how some of the others, including some of his contemporaries, who are more well-known, how they referred to him, it's astounding how big of a genius and how much of a Talmud Chacham he must have been. And most of us have never even heard of him before this morning. Nope, this is what happens. He has the following chiddush. What if you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, not in the example we gave in the beginning, you're really tired on an early Slichos morning, 3 days after Rosh Hashanah. What if you really, mamash, you walk out of bed on the wrong side? The first opportunity, Maariv on Rosh Hashanah night. You figure you at least get it right then. Trust me, not everybody. You said HaKel HaKadosh then. Do you have to go back or not? Said Rav Abelah, you do not have to go back. Why? Because he said, well, we have this principle that the bet Rosh Chodesh isn't really Makudosh until the morning. And that's in fact the halacha every month. If you forgot Yalav Yavo at the Marav that starts off Rosh Chodesh, then you don't have to go back. Because we have a Masorah that Bezdin Shalmala, we're only doing it when Bezdin Shalmata did it. Bezdin didn't meet at night. It only in the daytime you can be Makadosh Chodesh. It's Says Rav Abba, it's the same thing here, because Rosh Hashanah is also, don't forget, Rosh Chodesh. They couldn't have Rosh Hashanah until in the time of the Beis HaMikdash unless they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So they weren't really Mekadesh L'Chodesh at night. So every year's a Kula. You know, get a good night's sleep, buddy. Say it right tomorrow, but it's okay that you forgot now. The Chayyim just quotes it, and I think many interpret him as even endorsing it, because he doesn't argue on it. Many, virtually all, poskim disagree with this big Kula. The Mishnah Berurah is quoted, the Steichemed, many others are quoted as disagreeing with this Kula. It's worth noting that there are strong defenses, even though it's a radical position. If you turn over the page again, for the sake of time, I'm just going to paraphrase. But if you turn over the page, you have the Tshuvas of the Binyan Shlomo. Now, that's a name that we should know. Or Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, one of the great Dayanim. So he writes about the great Mamish, the enlightening, the super duper genius, the super light of our life, Abba, and he defends him. He defends him at least in logic. I don't have time to go into it. And on the, if you look at the last four words, Lamais is had in Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna Paskin. He has a good lumdus to defend him, but push comes to shove, he's not so, he's still nervous. Astoundingly, until I was preparing this shiur a little while back, I did not know about this tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and this is written mamish before he came to America. One of the early tshuvas that we have from Rav Moshe. He not only defends in lumdus, and I'm sure he did not have a tshuva's binyan Shlomo. He has the exact same defense as the Binyan Shlomo did. Mamish, he doesn't quote him, but it's the exact same argument. But the reason I quote it for you also is because then, lahalacha, he seems to pass me, if I'm reading him correctly, Rav Moshe held that you did not have to go back, that Rav Abba was not maybe logical, he was right. That is Rav Moshe's opinion. However, and with this we will leave out a few things, but we'll close with this. Most poskim, as we said, didn't agree. A number, including Rushmul Rozovsky, and again in that essay by Rav Herschel Schechter, Rav Salvechik, they disagreed with Rav Moshe Feinstein, Psak Lamaisa, and they disagreed with Rav Abba. They held that this whole comparison to Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yavo, others argued on technical grounds, and that was where Rav Binyan Shlomo and Rav Moshe Feinstein came in to defend Rav Abba. But let's leave aside the technical comparisons to Mekadesh and Chodesh. Bottom line, said Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, said of Soloveitchik, the whole comparison does not get off the ground. Because, as we had said until now, Yalavi Yavo is just a hosafa, it's just an addition. And therefore we paskin that if you forget a Yalavi Yavo, so it's as if you said Shemoneh Esrei, you just didn't fulfill that one kiyum. The difference between Mariv and the other two tefillos of Rosh Chodesh is that because of that technical quirk, we don't tell you have to go back to fulfill that kiyum. But even in the morning, when we do tell you, forget Yalav Yavo on a Shachas or a Shchodesh, and we do tell you to go back. Again, these Rishonim, again, it goes back to a day in Tosfos, and these Achronim understand that it's not because you weren't Yotzei Shachris. You were Yotzei Shachris, but the Chazal gave you a break, well, even Matir, 19 Brachos, which otherwise would be unnecessary in Usher, just so you can get that kiyum in of Haskaras Meinam Or of Yalav Yavo. But that's all true when Yalav Yavo is just an extra emendation or an addition. But, as Rav Shechter here quotes from Salvechik, in this case, when it comes to HaMelech HaKadosh, that's fundamentally different. That's not just an addition lopped on to Shmona Esrei. It's a change in Shmona Esrei itself. It's a different Nusach HaTfilah. As Rav Salvechik said rhetorically, according to Rav Abba, if you dive into a weekday Shmona Esrei, you should also be Yotzei. Because I didn't Mekadesh the Chodesh yet. But no one, even Rav Abba, would never have said that. So why is HaMelech HaKadosh any less than those other, so to speak, piyutim that we say in the middle of Shemona Esrei, which of course everyone agrees you have to say in Rosh Hashanah. That's part of the Aspect. So HaMelech HaKadosh is fundamentally different. It is an integral part of the Matbeah Shel Bracha. And it's as if you didn't say Modim. If you didn't say the Bracha of Shemona Esrei, you gotta go back. And the whole thing of the night and the whole comparison to Rosh Chodesh is incorrect from this perspective. I know we've done a lot of material in a relatively short amount of time, but just to summarize, what we saw here is that when it comes to the question of HaMelech HaKadosh, the role of Malchus during this 10 days of the year, there's a machlokas already in the Gemara. We possibly, you're supposed to change it to HaMelech HaKadosh in particular. That's the most important one, the concentrated change. There's a machlokas about if you make a mistake, you have to go back. It, on one level, does seem to be parallel for the exact same machloksim that we do have about Yalav Yavo or other more common additions that we make based on the time of the year. Some say it's a direct Havo Hatalia connection, and others say perhaps, even though the analysis might be similar, the conclusions we would reach is differently. But the underlying question, the thread that runs throughout all of this, is this issue, which is true as a question, even though the answer might be different to the question about Yalav Yavo, and it's the same question we have to ask about any emendation. St. Halamotar versus the same drop, any one of these additions, we have to ask ourselves, is that just an additional kiyum that is lopped on to the Shemona Esrei, or does that transform and change the nusach of the tefillah itself? The more you see it as just an additional extra, the more likely it is that we won't obligate you to go back, or even if we do, to give you the opportunity to fulfill that kiyum, but in certain cases where you're not going to accomplish it anyway, it's as if you already davened Shemona Esrei, you just lacked one kiyum, again, we wouldn't tell you to do it ideally, but at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world, so to speak. As opposed to the other theory, which may apply to Yalav Yavo, but seems to definitely apply l'halacha when it comes to Akela Kadosh versus Malcha Kadosh, is it's not just a little extra thematic addition. It's not, as we said at the outset, just another one of the Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. Rather, it's fundamentally different because it's literally changing the Nusach HaTzfila. That the Nusach HaTzfila is different, and therefore it's as if you just left out of Shemona Esrei. You didn't say Sim Shalom. Of course you're going to have to go back if you miss a bracha. So too, if you don't say Melech HaKadosh, the way we paskin, we have to realize how important it is, and this is really what we have to take away from this analysis, is that it's really central and integral to the Shemona Esrei of this time period of the year, to the extent that if we just miss that one word, it's as if we didn't even daven. And that is certainly something to ponder, as we're now a week away from Rosh Hashanah, and again, as we said, one of the main themes of Rosh Hashanah is the coronation of Hashem, of making him melech hakol olam, and as I said, more importantly, making him a melech of our own little olam, hakatan. He should be the melech of us and our lives, and that's such a central component to be thinking about during these 10 days, that you have to realize how careful it is that even that one word difference would make a difference whether you're yotzei. It's as if you didn't even say Shemona Esrei, if you said everything with ala kavonis, but you left out that one word. Simirat Hashem, both in our actual fulfillment of this halacha, and more broadly in our own sense of understanding and inculcating in ourselves the hashkafa, the values behind this halacha, Mirat Hashem, we should really make Hashem our melech, this Rosh Hashanah, throughout the Esrei Shuva Ad Yom Kippur, it should be one where we're fulfilling all the dikduke of those mitzvos, as well as, let's say, even in the broader sense, accepting the Baruch Shalom as a king in our lives. We're going to take a 2-minute break to let people stretch, get some refreshments in the back, and then we'll soon hear from Rabbi Heinemann.